you're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Oh, this is a really fizzy intro.
Super fizzy.
Stay fizzy, is everyone?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it fizzy out there.
This is the isolation edition of Cocktail Corner. In one corner, in Morningside, representing Morningside, we've got Big Hungry. And Gwillem, what suburb are you representing?
I'm currently about two blocks away from the station on Federal Street.
How come you don't have any reverb in your isolation?
Because I can turn the reverb off.
Second Hungry.
Okay. I choose not to.
I can put the reverb back on if people want the reverb back on.
Nah, one's enough probably. It's okay, mate. I've got my gimmick. I'll just stick to it.
Now, all right. Big Hungry, do you want to talk us through your cocktail?
Okay. Well, first of all, I don't make cocktails, but I do. I think I've looked up a thing, and what I'm going to make is it's like a cherry. Hey, Gwillem, if I tell you these ingredients, can you tell me what it is? I'm going to use orange juice, gin or brandy or scotch whiskey, and some cherry bitters, because I don't have cherry stuff, and I've got some grapes.
Sounds like you're trying to make a cherry Garibaldi.
Okay.
Not an espresso tini?
Not an espresso quarantini, no.
I've got it here. It's called a popped cherry. Why are all cocktail names a little bit like, you know?
I think it's depending on if they're a 70s or 80s cocktail, bro, where everyone's a little bit more like, ooh, let's get away with that.
What do you think's going to go better here? I've got Victor Gin from the Thompson family, silver winner. Says here it's outstanding. Do I go the gin, or do I go King Robert blended Scotch whiskey number 2, or do I go the Saint Remy extra old French brandy that won a gold?
I reckon the Saint Remy is going to give you a better time, particularly if you're plopping those grapes in there, because they make brandy from grapes.
Holy shit! Okay, well I'm going to do it right now. I'll do the gin and I'll do one with the Remy as well. I've got in a glass here a massive piece of ice. Shout out my flatmates that have ice.
What sort of glassware are you using?
I'm using two shitty little tumblers, like kind of in the vein of grandma's ashtray, but not quite. You know.
Sounds glorious.
Let me have a look. I wanted more of a pop than that.
Chilled glass?
Okay. Yeah, no, I had them in the freezer for a bit.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I'm just free pouring. I don't really know. Oh, the botanicals. Okay, that gin's in there.
Gin? I thought you were putting the brandy in.
Yeah, I've got two. I'm making two cocktails because I'm extreme like that.
All right. Big thirsty.
He's one for each hand. He can go hands-free when he's in isolation mode radio.
Okay, the Remy's going in. Hang on.
Woo!
Oh, shit, it's dark. Okay.
So you put...
I think I put too much in, but... I'm sitting down.
A healthy free pour of both into separate tumblers, chilled tumblers, some ice.
Gwillem, I think this is more of a real McCoy kind of situation, but I've got homegrown, 100% pure, raw, cold pressed, but heaps of pulp. Is that ideal? Or is that...
It depends on your personal preference, man. It's just remember that, like, if it's going to be coming up, depending on the ratio, you don't want too much pulp. You know what I mean?
I don't want any pulp, eh?
Yeah. Sometimes you want to strain your OJ.
I haven't got a strainer, mate. I'm just fucking doing it.
It's okay. Okay, I think you'll be fine. Just don't use a straw, because it'll block up your straw.
No, you're right. No straws in isolation, mate. Here we go. Kind of. Basically, I've got a gin and juice now, so I could turn back, and I'd still have a pretty good drink right now. But... Okay.
Oh, that's a good porn noise.
Juice and alcohol all mixed together and ice in a glass. Oh fuck, I just dropped the bitters.
Oh, dash of
when
bitters?
When should I have put the bitters in? I'm going to do it now.
On the top. Do it on top now. I think it's perfect. Yeah.
Okay, so I found some grapes as well, but I'm just going to splash the bitters. This bitters is so good. I'm not sure if you left it at BFM, but it's that Fee Brothers.
I left that there. Yeah, that's definitely one of mine.
Can you remember how long ago you left that at BFM?
I'm surprised it was still there.
It's quite powerful, eh? How many like drops? I don't want to do what I did at that big day out one time and had way too much.
I used like two or three. Maybe like two or three, and that'd be enough.
Oh fuck! Okay, I'll stop that. Okay, sweet. Okay, now I'm gonna put my grapes in. Shout out to my friend Benny, who dropped some grapes to me when I was heavily isolated and couldn't go anywhere.
Good for the health.
Shout out grapes.
Shout out grapes.
Lots of antioxidants.
Oh man, this drink looks pretty good. Fuck.
Take a photo of it, mate. Put it on social.
Yeah, look, I will. Hang on. I'm just gonna sip each first. I'll start with the gin.
Start with the gin.
Yeah, cleaner palate, huh? Let's
go. Hundies.
Oh, great sipping noise there.
Oh, fuck, it's too much gin. One of the grapes has gone to the bottom. Is that good?
No.
I don't know, man. I just feel like it's doing its own thing, but like it's I'm just all about the grape getting wasted on that gin at the bottom.
I think the grape should be a cherry, but I'm just making do, you know. Okay, now I'm going to try the Remy
isolation.
Version. The Remy. Here we go. Oh shit, that actually worked. That's impressive.
Gwillem called it.
The
Gwillem
brandy and the
it.
Orange juice. I did not see that coming.
That XO is baller. So good.
It's great. It's a gold medal winner as well. And I love shopping via some sticker medals. All right, mate, that's me. I give myself a 10 out of 10. I've got two drinks, so you guys just carry on.
One strong one, one good one.
All right, it's a solid start.
That's a secret, eh? Make two.
Oh, I just nearly spat out my drink.
Now, Gwillem, what have you got?
So, I'm going to make you guys, well, I'm going to make me. I'm going to make me a yuzu and plum Ricky using a bit of Woodford Reserve.
Okay, what's this? Is this based on a classic?
This is based on a classic. So, I've got some lovely fresh Hawke's Bay Black Dwarf plums I picked up at the market before isolation. Then I've got some yuzu lemonade. So normally you'd use lime, lemon, and soda water, but I've got yuzu lemonade. And then the Ricky part just means you're using more lime than lemon. But in this case, we're going to use yuzu. So.
We had the mics on sort of before while the music was playing off air, and you were making a fucking racket. you've been constructing quite a situation.
I was getting the ping pong noise of doom.
Ah, it's all right. Carry on, mate.
Ping pong noise. I was making a bit of racket. I was cracking up some large ice cubes. May have cut some stuff, you know. it's just all about this. So I've got some glassware out. It's chilled. It's a tall glass, Johnny. Just so you know, like a, you know, those sort of 70s style brown glass situations your grandparents
had. Yes.
Yeah. One of those. So in the bottom of that, I've got half a plum cut up. And I'm just gonna.
Ah.
Oh,
that was good.
That's why we do this.
It's all about the pop. So I'm about to pour 45 mils of Woodford Reserve on top of those plums. Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn.
So I don't have a muddler at home, so I've stolen a small rolling pin out of the drawer. Now I'm muddling the plums in the bourbon.
Yum.
Big that's hungry. Gwillem's Foley is a lot better than yours, mate.
Okay.
Oh. All right.
Ouch.
So now we're going to chuck some ice in that sucker.
I don't have a table. I'm working off like stools and shit.
I got a bench.
Lying in bed, making
guys. Just by the way, I've totally aborted the gin version of my drink, and I'm just drinking the brandy one.
Still 10 out of 10 for the gin, though.
I don't know. I'll go back to it when I finish this one.
All right, so we've iced this sucker up now. Now we're going to give it a bit of a stir.
This is really good Foley. Mm.
All right, so now the key to this bad boy. So now we're going to a bit of aggravation. We're just popping one of these fresh little yuzu lemonades from East Imperial. I'm going to give that a little top up. Oh yeah. Then to finish off, you just drop in your cute little branded metal straw and a little lemon slice. Top up. And you're sort of away laughing.
How does it taste?
Oh, you got lemons.
Damn. I got lemons as well, man. I'm like sorted. Mmm. Oh, that's a fucking good time right there.
text in 5395 if you'd go for the brandy and juice or Gwillem's.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait.
Who would you rather
brandy
have?
And juice is, brandy and juice is actually a vibe.
I do have a gin and juice as well.
Gwillem, will you send me that recipe via thing so I can chuck it up on the BFM
website? I will totally send you guys that recipe. Mm-hmm. And if you guys are looking for a place to score any of the ingredients for anything I made or anything Hungry made, Glengarry are still doing home delivery.
Oh, a little bit of advertorial in there.
Okay, that would have been handy before I started this.
It's good, that's good.
Or if you're in West Auckland and you're you need to get a bottle of spirits, you can still buy 1.15 big bottles of Jim Beam from the trusts.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it pretty easy. So like, don't worry, guys, you can still get your fix.
Hey, speaking of that, is it rude to spark up during Cocktail Corner? I know they're kind of different things, but
hey, man, it's isolation. I think everything's sort of play it by ear. You do you.
Cheers.
You know. Boom.
Excellent. Well, this has been a great edition of Cocktail Corner, proving that this segment can live on even in isolation.
I look forward to doing it again next week.
Someone said, "Thank God life is still normal. We have gin and juice."
Yeah.
All right, guys. Cheers.
Kia ora, cheers. Kia ora, Gwillem. Thanks, bro.
Kia ora, Cam. See you next week, bro.
Skirt.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
At this moment, you should be with us, feeling like we do, like you love to, but never will again.